Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
The Sturgeon Protectors is an Indigenous-led organization that's working to educate Milwaukee residents about the importance of sturgeon. The ancient fish has been making its way back to Milwaukee waterways. Their return is seen as a story of endurance, survival, and resilience. Mark Denning and Siobhan Marks are organizers of the Sturgeon Protectors group. WUWM's Eric Vaughn fellow Maria Peralta Arellano spoke with them about their efforts.
Winabuju, Wendoe Maganaduk, Nodaway Benezi, Indigenous Kaz, Namein Dodem, Anishinaabe Ndao, Neopin Don Jaba. My name is Mark Denning. I live right here in Muskego, Wisconsin.
Buju, Ziguinodinans, Indigenous Kaz, Migizi and Dodem, Odala Zayaganing, Ojibwe, Anishinaabe Kwaitindao, Menomini Zayaganing, Ndojiba, Neju Medeo. I just told you my Anishinaabe name, Ziguinodinans. And then I'm Eagle Clan. I'm a lineal descendant of the Lakutere Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. My family was originally from Rice Lake, and that's in Wisconsin, not the one in Minnesota. And that I am second degree Medeo.
Beautiful. Thank you for that introduction. Just to start, could you guys tell me about the creation of the Sturgeon Protectors, what your mission is, and how you guys go about achieving it?
Mark here, I'll handle that one. The idea of the Sturgeon Protectors really started with other areas around the state of Wisconsin and Michigan. There's other states that have them. And Sturgeon Protectors are usually a local group of people who are interested in the preservation of the fish. They are a very beautiful fish. They're also my clan. And what caused my interest in helping create a sturgeon protector group here in Milwaukee was that sturgeon were and have been returned to Milwaukee waters. They just returned only a few years ago after, I believe it's been over 140 years of absence. And that's been through the efforts of the Department of Natural Resources here in Wisconsin. And a lot of citizens who are interested in restoring the fish to its natural habitats here in southeast Wisconsin. So it takes a while for sturgeon to mature. So when the eggs and the silt are put together and we have the little sturgeon and they're raised in their tanks, they're released into, at least in this area, the Milwaukee River. And so they go into that river that flows into Lake Michigan. And we didn't know if we would see them because they don't come back right away. They're out doing what sturgeon do, swimming and living their life and getting their sense of the world. But they do return after about 15 to 20 years. And we're in that return cycle right now. So these fish that were planted so many years ago have now come back. The Sturgeon Protector Formation is about just doing what the name suggest is to protect sturgeon. So many of our fishermen in the Milwaukee area have not seen sturgeon. They don't know what they look like. They might run into them and think, what an odd fish, and want to take one home or try and figure it out. And the idea is first, of course, preservation through education and to get these fishermen and people who walk the river to be able to look for them, because we believe that to know something is to get to love that something. And that's what's really behind us. The Sturgeon Protector motto that we have, our mission statement is, as they live, we live. And I think it's an outstanding organization and a really great example of citizen scientists and protectors coming together to protect a resource that's returned to our waters.
So Mark, you had mentioned that you are Sturgeon Clan. And then Siobhan, of course, you are a part of the Sturgeon Protectors. So individually, what does the sturgeon mean for you guys?
For me, my first introduction into this idea of the Sturgeon Clan came to me through the Medicine Lodge, our Madewin Three Fighters Medicine Lodge in particular. And that was founded by our Grand Chief, our late Grand Chief, whose name was Eddie Benton Benet. He was an amazing guy, one of the founders of the American Indian Movement. And it was during a ceremony that he stopped the ceremony. And this ceremony, Mdewantari, is it means like the way of the heart. So we're in ceremony. He stops the ceremony. He asks everybody for a moment of their time. And he says, I have something. And he comes towards me and says, I'm going to give you a name as he's walking towards me, and I'm going to give you a clan. So I already have these things in my life because I'm enrolled in the Oneida Tribe of Indians. I was also born in Menominee. I descended from six different tribes, and I was fortunate enough to have a lot of these kinds of things in my life. But the particular discipline and belief of Madewin was something that has been in my family for years. But that line was of knowledge and participation was cut during the boarding school era. My mom was the first one to return back to the Medicine Lodge, and then I followed her. So that's what led me to being there. And in halting the ceremonies, he gave me a name, and he also gave me the clan, the Sturgeon Clan. And with that comes responsibilities. One of those is essentially to be like a teacher, someone who guides, someone who speaks. And that helped lead to this native-led organization of Sturgeon Protectors. So for me, that Sturgeon Clan in a special moment is reflective of the story of Native American people in Milwaukee. And it's about survival. It's about being expunged from our native lands and our native waters, and then coming back.
I would also like to offer a few words about our sturgeon, what they mean to me. I'm not Sturgeon Clan. I'm Eagle, Miggy Z Clan. And so I love to tease my partner, Mark, find photos where we have eagles catching a fish. I haven't found one catching a sturgeon yet, but I'd love to show him pictures and tease him a bit. But the sturgeon are incredible. They are one of our very oldest relatives, often referred to as the ancient ones. Times of the dinosaurs have survived. And in our creation story, as in other creation stories that have flood stories, we have a flood story. And it is said that only two survived. But the two that survived were the dragonfly and the sturgeon. And so, in many of our tribal communities, even out west, especially, I noticed the dragonfly symbol is a very strong spiritual symbol. And the sturgeon is that great reminder to us of that time. Also, in our teachings, our sturgeon, as other fish, they're stargazers. They're astronomers before modern science came up with the term astronomy. Paid attention to the stars, navigate by the stars. But what's amazing about the sturgeon is they also listen. They listen to the thunder beings that come in spring. And make the sound, talking about thunder, but to us, those are thunder beings, make sounding out that it's time. And that sets so many things into motion, including for our sturgeon. They know it is now time to make their way, make their journey through the rivers, lakes, and streams to their traditional spawning grounds. And again, absurd humanness, we've built dams and we've prevented our sturgeon from getting home to their home. My Auntie Orlan often tears up and she'll share this story again and again because it's worth saying that to be in Shawano and to see that dam that's there and see the sturgeon coming and they keep trying, they keep trying, and they keep trying, and they beat so hard against the water and the stones, they bloody the noses trying to get past that dam and back home so where they can spawn and that life can start anew. So I see that determination again of our people. That we aren't supposed to be here. We were supposed to be exterminated. And through great hardship, we remain still stronger, I would like to say, wiser, I am hoping, as we pick up those stories, carry our teachings forward, and combine them with all of the things that modern technology can help us with, but never forgetting who we are and where we came from. And the last thing I'll say is because every time I see them, I'm so reminded, but when you see those tiny, tiny little inch-long baby sturgeon, if you ever get a chance to really look at them up close, they carry all the correct characteristics of an adult sturgeon. And so they're just exquisite. Every little bump on them and every little filigree that remains, and they continue to grow and grow, and hopefully would get to live that long, full life, just as we should be able to do that. But I find them remarkable. They're reminders, again, of beginning of our world, of our creation, and who we're supposed to be as Anishinaabe.
Thank you guys. And lastly, I want to ask, what do you guys think that we as community members could learn from sturgeon?
I'll try that one. For one of the things that I think is certainly a two-part answer. One is our own history as human beings. There was a time when we were as Native people here amongst ourselves. And it was at that time when birds were in such number that they covered the sky as clouds, when sturgeon were in the water to such numbers, when explorers came through during the time of contact, they would write that it was as if you could walk across their backs. And there is a story, again, that I had mentioned early of survival. And to me, that's especially so important in this era of self-awareness, of mental health awareness. Because there's so many of us that struggle with thoughts of and challenges in our life, that it's good to have inspiration out there. And the story of sturgeon in Milwaukee is an inspiring story. It's the story of not just the sturgeon's determination to be who they are, but also the determination of people, not just Indian people, but conservationists and Milwaukeeans themselves, who wanted to return to see a return of this great being. And that saying that we have that says in Sturgeon Protectors, as they live, we live, is authentic. It's very, in a deep sense, meaningful to each of us. Because when our sturgeon return home, what kind of home will they return to? Many of us as human beings are challenged with that task, either mentally, spiritually, physically, is that idea of returning home if our homes were safe places, because it's a safe place to us. And when sturgeon return, what kind of place will they return to? In Milwaukee, and our waters should be the safest of places, the kindest of places for these fish, because they've gone through so much. And the second part will be much shorter of this answer. Is that one of the things that Siobhan had shared was the noise of our thunder beings above, of, we think about and see lightning. Well, of course, there's thunder. When these fish come together, the noise that they make underwater is almost exactly the same as the thunder we hear in the sky. That connecting point of what is here and above is a great reminder of the connection we have to not just a part of our world, but all parts of our world. And it speaks to the responsibility we have to it. So that's what it means for me, is that idea of surviving, that idea of being safe, and the idea of connection to our natural world.
Oh, I think to me, what we can learn is the powerfulness of hope and resilience, and that it isn't too late. I see that in the incredible effort that's been happening in our rivers, especially here in Milwaukee with the Milwaukee River Keepers. Incredible work that's been done largely by our allies, not by Native people. We're very happy to come in and do our part. But just to see that hope and belief in hope, and to see the resilience played out right before us. Even during COVID, when things shut down for the couple weeks, so Mark and I live very close to Little Muskego Lake, and we would walk every day and go and do a ceremony by the water. And to see how quickly the lake reclaimed its natural way. We saw this little beaver with a limb in its mouth swimming along in the water, and I haven't seen that in the 30 years I've lived there. So we have the power to change the world in a good way. We just need enough of us willing to do that. And our sturgeon is a great reminder, because I've been here since the very beginning, that ancient one, and is still here reminding us that we can still make things better.
Mark Denning and Siobhan Marks are part of the Sturgeon Protectors Group in Milwaukee. They spoke with WUWM Eric Von Fellow, Maria Peralta Ariano.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.